All right. Good morning. Send the greetings to y'all in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we come before you, Lord, and we praise you and thank you, God, for your goodness and your mercy to us. Lord, we thank you, Father, for the Christ, Lord. And Lord, His glorious power, Father, of conquering sin. And Lord, we just again thank you, Father, for all that you've done for us. Give us wisdom, Lord, as we pursue this life. Help us be faithful to you. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Again, just greet you all in the name of the conquering Savior, the Lord who delivered us, and set us free, our Savior and our King. I want to turn this morning to Genesis. Chapter 1. Chapter 1 and verse 26. And God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowls of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." So God created man in His image. In the image of God created He him. Male and female created He them. And God blessed them and said unto them, "Be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth." This morning, I want to talk about man. What man is, and what man was created to be. God made the heavens and the earth, and all the things that are here. There's a creator. There is a design behind all of creation. And God made man to have dominion over this earth and over this world. Man was made to be a man. Man was created to be God's, and God gave man to have dominion over this world. Satan came and tempted man, using the woman, and tempted man into slavery, into yielding to someone other than God. Man was created to have his own will, to be his own person, and to do what was right. When man yielded to Satan, man became a slave to sin. He became a servant. Not only to all the things that were around him, but also to his own flesh and to his own self. He became a slave. Man was created to have dominion over himself. A lot of times when we read a lot of the wise people in the world, one of the things that whenever we look back in history and we see the wise philosophers and the and the wise teachers, the people that men respected and looked up to, maybe not at the time, but now we read and we see what they say, and that's wise. Men have sought to have dominion, to regain this power. They've tried to control themselves. They've brought themselves under subjection, or tried to. And that's been, looking back through history, those that are the wise teachers, those who rose up above the normal, that was the goal for them, to be above, just a slave to all the things that everyone else was a slave to. They tried to rise up to bring themselves to a higher plane. There's a lot of good teachings in a lot of these people. I mean, I don't understand how, you know, just because like Confucius or Gandhi or some of these men that excelled in things, they're just automatically wrong because they didn't just be a Christian. Socrates and some of the wise men, these were men that had principles that put the Jewish people to shame before Christ came, some of them. And then some of them later have had principles that put Christians to shame. They have principles and they're following that inward light that God has put in man. That desire that God created in man, that you're not a slave, you are to have dominion over this world and over yourself. But because men have yielded themselves to Satan and to his will, man has become a slave, a servant, far less than what God created them to be. God created man to have dominion over himself, to be free. Not free to fall into all every vice you can come into. That's where the foolish modern gospel falls. They think we're free so that I can just do whatever I want to do. No, we're free from the slavery of wanting to do whatever we want to do. They were free from following after those things that control them. That's what freedom is. People in this country say this is a free country. And they think that because we're free, I can just go party and do whatever I want to do. I can just go do anything I want to do. That is not freedom. That's just jumping from one thing right into the bondage of something worse. Going in downward spiral that locks our souls into slavery of some other kind. Instead of, it's better for a man to be in chains and be content than for a man to be supposedly free and then brought into bondage of his own self-will and his own lust. There's no comparison to the freedoms. To be free in your soul and to be free in your heart than being free to do whatever you want to do and to follow all your lust. You're just tying yourself to slavery and being a slave. We were created to have dominion. And that is what a man is. We've been fed this nonsense of this gospel that we're created less than a man. That now we're debased and now we're defiled and now we're, what's the word they use? Depraved. Totally depraved. That we're less than a man. A man was made to have dominion over himself, over this world, over Satan. That's what a man is made to be. And whenever you have the mindset that you can't even be what you were created to be, you'll never be what you were created to be. It's as far as you're going. They've made us into beggars. They've made man into a helpless little beggar that can't do anything right, and his only hope is if somebody else provides it for him. You know, we look at the welfare system and we see the things that people, we see them on the street all the time, beggars just coming up. And you know they could go out and do something on their own. You know that they could have a job and be providing for themselves. And they come up and they're just begging because they're debased to such a state that they have no shame anymore. They have no real humanity about them that has some pride in just being free, being able to take care of yourself. They've gotten so low that they don't even have any shame anymore. That they can just ask for anything. And there's no shame. There's no sense of responsibility. That's depravity. And it's that way by choice. Not because we were born that way. It's because they proceeded down that road. They were taught that way. And I think a lot of it falls right back to the gospel, the way that it's been perverted. Men are taught that they can't be what God created them to be, so they become a Christian beggar. That means, God, you're just going to have to do this for me. I can't do it. You're going to have to give me salvation. You're going to have to give me everything. And that mindset is instilled in us that you can't change, that you can't do any better. You're just a beggar before God. That's all you are. And that's a lie. You were created a man to be a man, to have dominion. We can't do it without Him. He had to pay a great price so that we could be set free, so that we could be restored. But whenever we come with that mentality that we're just nothing. We're just nobody. We can't do it on our own. We can't survive ourselves. Whenever we have that attitude, that just spills right into the attitude of society. And you can see the fruit that it produces. Just have turned the world into a bunch of beggars. One of the sayings Confucius said, He said it, I'll want to adapt it just a little bit. He said, a good ruler finds, or whenever a country is governed well, it says there's no shame in poverty. And when it's governed bad, there's no shame in wealth. Or there's shame in wealth. Did I say it right? That was his idea. My idea is that whenever people are governed well, they're ashamed to be a beggar. They're ashamed to be a beggar. There's a shame in that. But whenever people are governed poorly, there's a glory in it. And people actually glory in being lazy, glory in being just seeing how much they can get for nothing. That goes right along with the gambling, the whole idea. It's just trying to get something for nothing instead of just being a man. Going out and providing for yourself and doing what you should be doing. It's very simple. And people throughout the ages have sought after it. The wise men of the ages, we talked about wisdom, the young boys, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Be wise in yourselves. That's one thing that God said He would give freely if we would just ask Him with a right mind, with a solid mind, not being unstable and double-minded. We can have that wisdom. We can apply this teaching that comes to us, that's written on our hearts from the creation. because we have a conquering Savior. Ephesians. So Ephesians chapter 4. Verse 8. Wherefore he saith, when he ascendeth up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. He led captivity captive. The gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ was that man was bound by his sin. That man was bound by his own lust. There's been people who have recognized that and fought against it and saw the wisdom in doing what's right. But the majority haven't. The majority just yield on to their own, this is the way we are, and they just go right on floating along. Christ came to set us free. To lead captivity captive. Christ is the risen, conquering Savior. Christ is the King. He is victorious. He's our champion. He set us free from Satan. He set us free from the bondages of this world. The religion that leaves man in a depraved state and leaves the Savior unable to conquer even one man is a puny, weak religion. And I want nothing to do with it. I serve a risen Savior. A Savior that calls man up out of his depravity. That calls man up out of his low estate. That calls men up out of his lust and his desires. To calls him up to a higher plane, to be a man, to have dominion over all these things. That's the Christ. The Christ that's victorious. He's not the God of the losers. He's the God of those who win, that overcome themselves. He's not the God of the failures. Even though we fail, we get back up. He's not the God of those who just pity and cry and whine about how weak they are. It's about those who keep crawling and walking or running or whatever they can do at the time. He's the God that delivers from this world. And if He can't do that, if God cannot deliver us from sin and this world, He can't deliver us into His heaven. If God isn't powerful enough to set us free, we don't belong in His heaven. We wouldn't want to be. He is the King. He is the Lord. And He set us free. This world has reduced men to slavery. The God of this world has reduced man to a slave and God to a weak loser. But that's not who Christ is. Are we a slave or are we a man? I talked to a man the other night on the street and he was telling me how much he loved Jesus. How he just loved God and he knew all about God. And we were telling people the wrong message. That we needed to be telling them that God loved them. We needed to have a positive message. And he said, "Boy, any of you have a light? I need a cigarette. You care if I smoke?" And I said, "You just told me who your God was. Your God is that little box that you're going to open up and stick in your mouth. Your God is that cigarette because you're a slave." And He is. I've been a slave to things like that. I've been a slave to some of those things. But I've overcame them because of Christ. Christ sets us free from those. And when Christ is our God, we're not a slave to those things. There's things like that that people take on to themselves that are not even natural. I mean, it's one thing for us to have to battle with what we eat, what we drink, and what we our natural desires. Those things are natural and we have to battle them. And they're with us and they're going to be with us all of our lives. And we have to contend with them. And when we fail, we get right back up. But those things are there. They're part of us. And our life's goal is to strive to be overcome them instead of letting them overcome us. And the more we yield to them, the more they overcome us. But the more victorious we become, the more we overcome them. That's in the natural realm. That's in the things that we just have to live with every day. Our anger, our passions. Those are things we each have to deal with because they're part of us. And when we yield to them, they become perverted. And when we follow after them, they become... We're a slave to them. Be a man. Overcome them. That's our life's challenge. It's going to be with us till we die. You're not going to be delivered from being tempted for lust. You're not going to be delivered from being challenged into anger. You've got to overcome those things. You've got to face each one of those battles as they come. You've got to press on and fight and keep on going. But there's things in this life that people succumb to that there's no natural inclination for. It's not part of us to suck in a bunch of smoke into our lungs. That's a slavery that goes even beyond the natural passions of man. To take in some tobacco or something that we yield ourselves to become a slave to. Christ can set us free from those things. But that's the very basis of things He ought to be setting us free from. You know, people say, "Well, you've never sinned since you've been a Christian." Right here's the whole thing. I've been set free from those things that don't belong at all with man. I've been delivered from those things that don't belong in the realm of being a man. And I'm fighting those things that are part of this flesh. And I'm walking a different path. I'm following a Savior that's delivered me from this world and those things that shouldn't be there. Sports. The entertainments. Those things that's not a part of a man. That's something that the world uses to get a hold of us and to draw us aside, to get dominion over us in. It's tempting us, trying to pull us into their realm. And it's a challenge. We're all tempted with it. We're all faced with those temptations. But they're not even the real battle. That's just decoration that's trying to bring us into slavery. Put away those things. Fight the battle over who's going to be the king of your life. God has made you to have dominion over all the things in this earth and all the things of this world. But when you begin to entertain those things and follow after them, you begin to listen to them, and then your mind starts changing and you begin to reason among yourself, with yourself, well, that's not so bad. And you just slowly yield yourself. You find yourself doing things you shouldn't be doing. Be a man. Get dominion. That's what you were created to do. And that's what the Christ came to restore. That's what the Christ came to set you free. Before, you were a slave. You were in chains and there was no key. You were in the jail. You were in bondage. And there was no deliverance. But when Jesus came, He lived His life in dominion as a man. He lived His life in dominion over Satan. In dominion even over sicknesses and death. Showing that He was who He said He was. That He was a man. Although He was God. Come in the flesh. Come in to be a man. Yielding Himself to become a man. And showed man what it meant to have dominion over this world. Satan tempted Him in everything you can imagine. And He kept His dominion of being a man. He lived that life until this world killed Him. Because they couldn't stand a man being a man. They couldn't stand a man actually being a man. When their theology says you can't be. When the world says you can't be. When sin says you can't be. When Satan says you can't be. Jesus was a man. And they killed Him. Satan, or Christ, entered into Satan's realm. And Satan had no dominion over Him. Satan kicked the door down, or Jesus kicked the door down of Satan's kingdom, ransacked it, took those who had trusted and believed and obeyed and sought after God, and set them free from Satan's captivity. So that now you and I, because He, and then He rose from the dead. He rose from from hell. He rose from the dominion of the darkness. And He rose again. A glorious Savior. The gates in Jerusalem, the graves in Jerusalem burst forth. And the saints got up and walked about again. After He died and defeated Satan. Because death even had no hold on Him anymore. They had overcome the enemy. You and I don't even have to taste death anymore. Oh, you mean I'm not going to... You mean I don't ever have to die and leave this body? Yes, you're going to leave this body. But you don't have to be separated from God anymore. When you leave this body, you'll go to be with the Lord. Death is separation from. We don't have to taste the separation from our God anymore. When we die, we can go to be with Him. If you're a man. If you are what He created you to be. If you have dominion and have not been brought under the power of any. You've not been deceived. You've kept your heart. You've kept your pride. You've kept everything in check. And you've allowed Christ to be your King. And you've done what He wants you to do. Because He is worthy to be served. He is worthy to be our King. Many times we can restrain ourselves. Many times we can not be doing bad things. But then we have these attitudes about who we are. And we can become a slave to that. We can become a slave to pride. That's still slavery. A wise man doesn't yield to flattery. Doesn't get his head all puffed up because he's doing right. A wise man sees things clearly. A man in dominion doesn't even let his own self bring him into dominion. He's free. And he lives free. And he acts free. And he looks at others like he's free. He doesn't have to have dominion over everyone else. This dominion that we're talking about is not a dominion like the world talks about. That I'm over you or over them. A wise man looks for the good in others and learns from it. And he looks at the bad in others and disdains it. And he tries to just be that man. He sees the bad in others as himself. And he sees the good in others as something he wants to be. He works towards that. Not in a self-puffed up way because I'm something. He's a man. He's trying to be a better man. And living that life. Not so he can brag about it, but so that he can actually be it. That's all God wants from you. Just be what God made you to be. Whenever I talk about man, I'm talking about man. And I'm talking about the whole creation, the whole race, the whole human existence. You women can be a woman. You can be what you need to be. You can have dominion over yourself. You can have dominion over your tongue. Because Christ has set you free. He set us free from this world. I remember one time, I don't know, I may have told this just recently, but I was a slave to tobacco one time. And a preacher was preaching, and he preached about the deliverance that Joshua brought to the children of Israel, and they won a victory there. And for some reason, all during that message, I heard that man, and he was just talking about this can of Copenhagen I had in my pocket. I didn't hear nothing, but God set you free from that. And I had tried to quit tobacco. Sometimes I could quit for 6 months at a time. And then I'd get around my friends. And I'd start listening to them and just wanted to be a part of them. And right back in it and went. But whenever that preacher was preaching about that, I knew there was deliverance from it. I left that church and I took that can and I threw it right out the window. And I never wanted it again because I was set free from it. It was a blessing. There's other things I've had to fight and struggle to get set free from, but there's still a victory, whether it comes easy or whether it comes hard. There was times the children of Israel fought battles and God just did it all for them. They just, all the enemies fell down dead and they went right on. And there was times they had a fight all day and all night. We're in a war. And that war is to be a man, to be a woman, to be a young person, to be a child, the way God made you to be. We serve a risen King. That's what our message is about. Christ has risen from the dead. Triumphant. That's why we serve Him. A lot of the people, a lot of the old teachers and a lot of religions had a lot of wise things in them. And I love them sometimes whenever they say a truth. It's a blessing to find a little gem. But the one that came to this earth and had dominion his whole life as a man and overcame Satan so that you and I could be free was Jesus Christ. He's our Lord. The others were men that I think were trying to listen to that light that God was trying to instill in them. But Christ gave us dominion so that we could be restored to what He wanted us to be. We don't have to do great, extraordinary things. We don't have to punish ourselves. We just need to keep fighting. Keep being what He wants us to be. Every day. Praise the Lord that we can be. Father, we thank You again for Your goodness, for Your dominion. Lord, I pray that You'd help us to be men, Father. Lord, and women, young people, Father, that we're supposed to be. Help us strive, press on to that perfection, Father. Again, we just thank You. Thank You for Christ, the blood that was shed, the price that He paid, so that we could be restored, be reconciled, and be at one with You, Father. Lord, we just thank You for these things. Help us till You return for us. In Jesus' name, amen. You want to have anything you want to share? Paul talks about the freedom. He said, I will not be brought under the power of any. That's the goal of his life. We just need to guard ourselves not being brought under those things. And we live in a world that is full of temptations, full of things trying to bring us under, just trying to get a hold of us. I just more and more I just see wealth. I mean, people think that they're free because they get a lot of money or they get a lot of things. They're the most enslaved people that I know, the wealthy. They just have to spend all of their life trying to keep it and guard it, watch over it. They've been brought under things. Jesus said, you can't serve God and mammon. That's what he was talking about. You can't serve them both. He also just did forgiveness. I didn't get into a lot of things like that. Just not being brought under. Not being brought under. I mean, whenever someone does you wrong, it only is wrong as long as you remember it. If you forgive it and let it go, you're not a slave to it. But as long as you're holding on to it, you are a slave to what somebody else did to you. And they don't even have a second thought about it. They might not even know it. I've seen people carry grudges for years, and the other person didn't even know they had done anything wrong. But these people were slaves. Don't be brought under the power of any. So. All right. Well, Lord bless you. We'll meet again at 6 o'clock. God be with you.
Come on.